Back at it, the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's here, it's Dave, it's all the clips, all the moments of discussion for you to catch up on. Here again, or use in a court of law for evidence, we talked the celebrities dropping like flies over the weekend. A number that caught our attention in the original Star Wars movie. Steve told a truly incredible story about his lost phone over the weekend and the miracle that it took to bring her home. Cindy discussed her crush before four random facts were shared. Song Stories Today featured Bob Seger. A familiar voice was hot-dogging it in the major leagues. We announced our John DeBella Show job board today. Paid our respects to Peter Green of Fleetwood Mac and Regis Philbin. And, of course, thinned the herd as it's a Monday morning. Have a listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
They were dropping like flies over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Regis Philbin died,
yeah,
right? And, you know, and somewhere we have audio. He called into the show one day, talked to me like I was his oldest buddy in the world.
Hey, Johnny boy.
That's about it, right? Him and Kelly, they called in together. But he's gone. Olivia de Havilland, who played.
Who's that?
Olivia.
She was young. She was just a new actress.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Not up, around
not up on my new
years.
Actresses.
Yeah, she died. She was 104. Okay.
Okay. All right. Did she make it to color film?
Not only did she make it to color film, she made it to one of the biggest color films in history.
Which one is that?
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, okay.
All right. She played Miss Melody. All right. Right. There was Vivian Leigh, who was Miss Scarlet, mm-hmm. and then there was the other woman that she lost her man to.
Okay.
Right. But they became best of friends.
Well, the Oscars broadcast for that was in black and white, so I was close.
Yes, it was in black and white. Let's see, who else? Peter Green?
Oh, from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Right, he died, and John Saxton died. And Steve, when I mentioned to Steve this morning, he didn't know who he was. Did you ever see Enter the Dragon?
Yeah, sure.
Bruce Lee?
Sure.
He's the white guy. He's the round eye.
Oh,
he's the
okay.
white guy in that. He's in Nightmare on Elm Street also, and I'm just an endless amount of TV shows and movies and stuff like that. Usually the bad guy or the hard ass, you know,
okay.
those are the roles that he always played.
Typecast.
All right, but boy, I'm telling you, they were dropping like flies. And speaking of flies, those damn spotted whatever
lantern flies. Yeah. Oh, did they get to your property?
They finally showed up.
Yeah.
Right?
You Nymphs,
know?
Full
and,
blown?
And, right.
What
all,
stage?
All three.
Oh, really?
All three stages, right?
I haven't seen any full-grown ones yet.
Right. I saw them yesterday. They were on my cucumbers. I went berserk.
Yeah, you know, shotgun?
Right, you know? No. Something even better. Dawn.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
People are texting in other Olivia de Havilland movies. She was in like 60 movies, folks. All right. Gone with the Wind being the most famous one of them all. I realize she's done other work. So now she can spend more time with Errol Flynn because she was in the original Robin Hood as well.
Wow.
73 degrees outside.
Put that on the list.
Speaking of films, I hope this isn't a spoiler, but I want to tell you something about the first Star Wars movie, A New Hope.
Yeah.
All okay. right. So you're watching a Star Wars movie. There's that point where they all get caught in a trash compactor.
Yeah.
And they're slowly going to be crushed.
Mm-hmm. And there's the thing inside of it.
Right. Isn't it?
It's almost like a snake-like creature.
Right. That's inside of it. And the door and the walls keep closing in to compact everything. Right. And eventually Mark Hamill is on talking to R2-D2. And he's like, you know, feeding him information as to where they are. And he goes to give them the location, and it's a numeric location, 326-3827. You know what that was?
A song for
his home phone number.
I was going to say, really? Sounds like a phone number.
It was his own phone number.
It was legit?
Right? It was exactly what it was. So there you go. I don't think he's using that one anymore, so you don't have to call him there.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Wow!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So it seems that after I left Steve yesterday, it was Saturday.
Saturday.
Steve was at my house Saturday because Lisa and I had this rug that we wanted to give away, and Steve and Kristen could use it.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve came over to the house with little Steve and picked up the carpet. And as we were putting it into his SUV, his phone was on one of those phone holder things,
right.
In the cup holder.
Sure.
Right. And it kind of disappeared. So we figured it was somewhere in the carpet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So where did this leave off? Where did it end up?
I got all the way. So ever I leave your house, I'm trying to put music on and I have my Bluetooth connected and it's not playing anything. So I'm like, well, that's weird. I guess it's so deep in this carpet that it's just not reading it.
Right. So the carpet was rolled up. Yeah. Sure. So we're assuming that it just went inside the roll.
Okay. Went all the way home, take the kid out. He's asleep. Put him down on the couch. Go out, get the carpet out. Look, I pulled over like three times to make sure, to see if it was like in the hole. I'm looking, I'm bending down. I get home, take the whole carpet out, kind of turn it up on its side. It's not there. Put it in the house. I go upstairs. I say, Chris, I can't find my phone. I need your phone. I go out. I'm digging through the seats again like I did at your house. I'm calling it, and it's going right to voicemail. And I'm like, oh, crap. Man. So I give her back her phone. I'll be back. I got to go do the entire route again to see if I can find my phone. So I drove all the way back to your house.
You're kidding me.
I thought I knew where it might be, but I had to do the route anyway. So I go all the way back to your house. I'm heading back towards the highways, and I get to – I'm on 76, and where 76 East and West merge for 476.
Right.
When I was driving there, I'm going up the ramp, and I hit the gas, and I thought I heard clunk, clunk, clunk. So the phone must have flown out of the carpet and hit the back of the car, because the trunk was slightly open.
Okay.
Because the carpet was so long. I pull up. I'm off on the shoulder. I'm looking. I'm like, oh, I don't see anything. It's just all this debris everywhere. I'm looking, looking, looking. This car's flying by me at like 70 miles an hour. I pull up a little bit more, get my hazards on, and all of a sudden, about 15 yards ahead of me, in the triangle where the on-ramps merge with each other
so no cars can go,
is my phone sitting there. It went right to voicemail because it was too hot. And the sun just baking on it. There's a crack on the back, a small crack on the front, and the sides are a little messed up.
Stop.
I found my phone on an on-ramp to a highway after it flew out through the carpet out of the back of my car.
Wow.
Talk about lucky.
When are you joining the police force? That's insane.
Yeah. Now, I'm just sort of curious. Did you ever consider putting a case around your
phone? I had a case. That was gone. It hit the ground and exploded.
Oh,
I don't know
really?
Where that went.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to say, wow, if it fell out just with no case, you really lucked out.
Unbelievable.
Well, there isn't a more appropriate song right now than this.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You guys never watched Poldark, did you?
No.
Okay. Well, the guy who was the lead character in Poldark, Aidan Turner, Cindy has a serious crush on him. Now, do you like him more than Jamie from Outlander?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's that dark, curly hair and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. He's cute.
What year were you born?
59.
All right. Well, he's only 4 years younger than you, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was born in 83.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
83.
I'm sorry.
Did you mean 40 years younger?
Yeah, that's what I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, right, he's about 40 years younger than you.
All right. Now I feel really creepy.
I just went from 89 to 3. And from 9 to 3. I didn't take the numbers in front of them into consideration at all. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a 4-year difference. Right? From 9 to 3, that's a 4-year difference.
He looks really great.
Yeah, he looks terrific.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sing.
102.9 MGK.
Time for your 4 random facts.
And now it's time for
random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Cindy, get us going.
Okay, when Diet Coke debuted in 1982, it was the first time Coca-Cola had used the word Coke on any of its products.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And it just was the death of Tab.
Well, only two people have played in both the World Series and the college basketball Final Four.
Wow.
Tim Stoddard did it with North Carolina State and the Baltimore Orioles, and then Kenny Lofton with University of Arizona and the Cleveland Indians.
That's cool.
Yeah, right?
That's cool.
I
love that player.
What's going on for you, Dave?
The first recorded use of the F word in human history.
Really? This is what you researched?
Oh, yes. I researched the important stuff. First time the F word was recorded was in 1528 when a monk wrote it in the margins of a book to express how much he disliked the head of his monastery. Amazing.
The abbot's a dick.
Yeah, right.
And lastly this morning, even if you don't win a medal at the Olympics, there's a consolation prize for athletes who finish 4th through 8th. They get a certificate called an Olympic diploma. Can now you imagine walking into this into the house and somebody's got this frame? What's that for? I was one of the first 5 losers.
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Show.
This show is my life.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Trusted Tax Solution. Don't face the IRS alone. Visit TrustedTaxSolution.com. Bob Seger was 35 years old when he wrote Against the Wind, and now that he's more than double that, he looks back and still has a hard time relating to how young he was.
I felt like I made it so late in life. But when I was 35, I had the feeling it could end at any minute. You know, this is unusual. I'm older now and still running against the wind. I'm older now and still racing sort of against time.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So the brand new John DeBella Show job board is coming up at 7:40. If you're looking for work, there might be a way that we can help you. So be here for that. How about, everybody, a quick round of...
Who the hell is that?
Sure. All right. You know how I didn't get to watch any baseball this weekend. I planned on doing it, and whenever I would remember, either it was too early or too late.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss anything yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Right? You know, so, well, it's nice to see that Girardi's starting out the season the way it normally starts.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do with that pitcher?
One and two.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, you know how they're feeding audio into stadiums, you know, whether it's happening at the stadium or they're doing it in the TV mix?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Oakland A's decided to do this. Tell me if you could tell me who the hell this is.
Hot dog! Colossal hot dog! Hot dogs here. Colossal hot dog. It's not a ball game without a hot dog. Who wants a hot dog? Hot dog here. Hot dog. Colossal hot dog. Colossal dogs. Hot dog.
Who the hell is that?
So who the hell is that?
Not a clue.
Bill Murray.
All right. No, it is not Bill Murray. There's not enough wise ass in it to be Bill Murray. All right. What do you think, Sin?
I actually know who it is.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes.
Well, don't say anything yet.
Okay.
All right.
I saw it on the news.
You did?
Yeah.
All right. Is there video of it, too?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, okay.
Because I only listen to TV.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Regis Philbin.
No, but we will be hearing from him later on this morning, too. This, ladies and gentlemen... It's Tom Hanks.
Hot dog! Colossal hot dog! Hot dogs here! Colossal hot dog!
He could do a good job at selling hot dogs.
I'd buy one. What's it from?
Is it from a movie or
they just No, he cut it for them.
Oh, okay.
He cut it for them.
The best.
What kind of role is this?
The best.
He really is. You know he's number one on my... You know, wish list for interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's like I've been dying to talk to him for years now.
It's time once again for...
The John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Van Halen, Running with the Devil, the John DeBella Show. Devilishly hot. You see the way I'm scrolling that right in there?
You're impressive.
Thank you.
It's a long time radio career to be able to do that.
It is. Now you know why Regis Philbin called me. Right?
Right. It wasn't a tour.
No. Actually, when the day he called, it was like about 15 minutes before they were going on the air. We were coming to the end of the
show. Cutting it close, yeah.
Right. He cut it really close. He spoke to us 10 minutes. We're going to run a little bit of that later on. Regis Philbin passed away over the weekend, along with a host of other people. John Saxon, Peter Green from Fleetwood Mac. We're going to play some early Fleetwood Mac in a little bit. And, of course, Olivia de Havilland.
Who came over with Columbus.
She did. 104 years old. God bless her. But that's not what I want to get to right now. What I want to get to is, look, folks, you know, with this pandemic, we as a radio station have done our best to help our clients, to help advertisers, to help businesses out there. And when I first came back to morning radio, I was with Pierre one day because I was scared stiff. I was going I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, you know, I don't know if people are going to accept me again. And he just looked at me and he said, John, just use your powers for good. And I have taken that to heart since the first day I came back on the air. And that's why I want to put together the John DeBella Show job board. Oh, I hit the wrong button.
I'm
supposed to hit this one over here.
Working for a living, living out of working. Taking what they're given, cause I'm working for a living.
Yep, if you want to be working for a living, we're going to try to give this a shot. Because look, there's a lot of listeners who are out of work. There are college kids who are out of school now. They're looking for jobs. We've got a massive audience, folks. Over a million people a week listen to this radio show, right, and this radio station. And I'm sure that some of our listeners are looking for employees.
Sure.
So we figured what we'd do is we would put together the John DiBella Show job board, or as we love to call it here in-house, the Not at Work Network. And we're going to give it a try. I'm not sure if this is going to work at all. But with the amount of people that we have out there listening to us and the amount of people who need jobs and the amount of people who need employees, I mean, we've got tons of people on the air who are advertising for employees. Maybe you can't find a job. Maybe we can help. So here's how this is going to work. We want you to send an email to jobs@wmgk.com. Put your name in there, your daytime phone number. We don't need your entire resume, just what type of job you're looking for. And we're going to put people on the air each and every week and give them the idea, give them the opportunity to pitch for a job.
Cool.
Let people know what it is that they do, right? And, you know, and hopefully we can get some people work. We will do it as long as it works. If it doesn't work at all, well, look, at least we tried.
Yeah.
Right? You know, we did our best. Not sure how well it's going to work, but we're going to give it a shot. So once again, send an email to jobs@wmgk.com. Your name, your daytime phone number. We don't need your entire resume. Just tell us what type of job that you are looking for. And then we'll talk to you on the air, and hopefully we will find you work. And the button I was supposed to push now that I pushed before goes like this.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DiBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
Sadly, Peter Green passed away over the weekend. He was one of the original members of Fleetwood Mac. As a matter of fact, when we were doing Breakfast at the Beatles, every once in a while, I would dig this out, right, when we were dealing with the Sun King medley.
Yeah.
Because this is Peter Green and a song called Albatross from the early Fleetwood Mac. And Peter Green, an interesting background on him is he was the guy who replaced Eric Clapton in John Mayall's Blues Breakers.
Oh, wow.
And at that time, Mick Fleetwood was the drummer, and they went off with a guy named Jeremy Spencer. And Peter Green and Jeremy Spencer were the names. So it became Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac with Jeremy Spencer.
Wow.
Right? That's the way that it all got put together. But probably his biggest claim to fame is a song that everybody knows, but few people have ever heard the Fleetwood Mac version of, and that's Black Magic Woman. Although we all know it as a Santana song, it actually is a Fleetwood Mac song. So if you never heard it, this is what the original sounds like.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, that's... Go away, Baton!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
In the herd. In the herd.
I saw this story on Friday, and literally within minutes of me seeing the story, I get an email from this guy, Fran Godowski, who says, "Hey, John, have you seen this? It's perfect for Thin the Herd." And this is why you always proofread. A 25-year-old guy from Long Island was waiting to be sentenced after he was found guilty of driving a stolen Lexus and trying to steal a truck. So to avoid jail, he decided to fake his own death. He got his fiance to feed his lawyer a fake death certificate that said that he had killed himself, and it looked so real, the lawyer submitted it. But there was one part at the bottom of the page where it was issued by the New Jersey Office of Vital Statistics and Registry. Unfortunately, he misspelled registry. Right? So he put the S where the I belongs and the I where the S belongs.
Oh, boy.
And someone noticed it. It turns out that he fled right here to Philadelphia, where he was arrested for theft and giving cops a fake name. So he's already in jail. The people on Long Island are now got to have him coming back up there. So he's facing those charges and the original charges, plus 4 more years in prison for the death certificate stud. And he's due to be back in court this coming Wednesday.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
33-year-old Rosario D'Angelo, who is also alive. She went to a CVS in Pittston, PA, which is out by Scranton, I believe. Mm-hmm. She was there last week. She stole a battery charger.
Mm-hmm.
When an employee saw her, she pulled a knife on that employee. They called the cops. They showed up, and Rosario told them that they had it all wrong. I wasn't robbing the CVS. This is just a social experiment that went horribly wrong.
Oh,
this is, really? I am a social scientist.
Okay.
For a YouTube channel.
Yes, well,
with a knife.
Correct. As far as we know, she is not a scientist. She's not a social psychologist or even a aspiring YouTube star. So they didn't buy her excuse. She was arrested for felony robbery, misdemeanor assault, weapons possession, and theft.
In the herd.
Dave?
I got a 29-year-old woman in Shreveport, Louisiana, named Jenalisha Lawrence. She was angry at her boyfriend on Saturday. She wanted to fight. It's a common situation,
Saturday
night, couples fighting. He didn't want to fight, though, and when he refused to argue with her, she pulled out a gun.
What?
And shot him.
What?
Because he didn't want to argue. Literally, he said, nah, I'm good. So she just shot him. Paramedics rushed him to a local hospital. Last we heard, he was still in critical condition, so hopefully he pulls through. It's not clear what their one-sided argument was about, but she's facing charges for attempted second-degree murder.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, I'm pretty sure this is not what this guy was picturing when the idea of threesome came into town.
Oh, I love these.
All right. Last week, two guys in South Carolina were having a threesome with a 26-year-old woman named Cameo Louise Lutka. That in itself says, don't go near this. All right. Well, Cameo was high on meth and heroin and started to pass out. And at one point, they tried to end the threesome and ask her to leave. And that made her so mad that she tried to bite off one of the guy's junk.
Yeesh.
Okay. The cops came and Cameo, quote, barked, growled, and hissed at them.
Oh,
right. They wound up tasing her just to get her to a hospital. The bitten guy went to a hospital also, luckily for him, a different hospital. So far, the cops haven't arrested Cameo, but she should be facing aggravated assault charges at least.
In the herd.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
It was one hell of a weekend for Mr. Death. He was very, very busy this weekend, along with Peter Green dying, right? Olivia de Havilland died. Mm-hmm. So did actor John Saxton, right? And most people know John Saxton from one of two movies, Nightmare on Elm Street or Enter the Dragon, the Bruce Lee film.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He was the round-eye guy who was the bad guy.
Right.
All right? But also passing away was Regis Philbin.
Yeah, that was a big one.
And that's a biggie. It's a biggie for a lot of people. And just a great guy. And I only got to talk to him once, and he called in on the show. Literally, it was like we were waiting for him. We thought he was going to call in at about 8:40, right? And he was late, and he had 17 minutes before he went on the air. Right, and literally called us at 17 minutes before it was going on and talked to us for 10 minutes. But here's a little clip of what it was like talking to Regis.
Johnny DeBella, how are you?
I am fine. You want to know something? I don't allow many people to call me Johnny, but you have a way of saying it, sir, that I will let you get away with it.
That'll be the last time I say it. Because I don't want to visit from some of your friends in Philadelphia.
How are you? This is such a thrill for me. It really is.
Well, John, thank you very much. You know, I'm looking at a little background on you here, and I guess you started on Philly radio about the same time I came back to New York, in the 80s?
Yeah, that's true. I came here in 82.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, I'm one of probably the few people you'll talk to who remembers you on the Joey Bishop Show. Because I'm old.
Well, I know that, yes. And most of those who were watching in those days are all gone now. No, I get more people asking about Kelly and Kathy Lee than Joey, unfortunately.
Now, listen, when you go in there, you guys go in there each and every day. You do a live show. We understand, you know, what it's like doing a live show. But when you get in there, there's got to be a point at which, you know, there are certain guests who are like, I can't talk to this guy again. I just don't like this guy.
Well, you know, you want to know something, you're absolutely right, because when you do it long enough, like we've been doing it since 82, 83, the same people are going to come back and back and back. And all the nice stuff, well, you used up with them, you know, but you struggle through it sometimes. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Now, you've got Nicole Richie on the show today.
Nicole Richie's coming on, yeah.
Yeah, now being someone who has spoken to the biggest names in entertainment, do you question why you're talking to her?
I know why I'm talking to Nicole Richie. They can't get anybody else.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.